We have 1,200 miles of coastline in the Gulf Coast that's exposed to storms. We have a huge amount of expensive development that's occurred along that coast, and the combination makes us the most vulnerable from an economic perspective and the most difficult, therefore, for property insurance.
So what were some of the solutions that the state of Florida came up with after Hurricane Andrew in 1992 displayed some of the vulnerabilities of that system?
Well, it really changed the whole property insurance market. Just to put things in perspective, Hurricane Andrew was the third most expensive hurricane to ever hit the United States. Mm-hmm. So it dramatically changed property markets in Florida. Property insurance became almost unavailable, and the state stepped into this dysfunctional property market, and it established Citizens Property as the insurer of last resort, and it established the Hurricane Catastrophe Fund, or the CAT Fund, to be able to provide reinsurance. And the combination of those two things then brought the insurance market back up to functionality.
What has happened in the interim with Citizens Property Insurance?
Well, Citizens has become a bit problematic. It is no longer the insurer of last resort. Because it's controlled by the state, there is a political imperative to keep its rates down, and its rates are lower than what would be actuarially sound. And as a result, it attracts more insurance to it. Right now, it has over 1.2 million policies and over $400 billion worth of property exposure. So it's gotten very big, and it exposes the entire state to risks that otherwise wouldn't be the case if it was shrunk down to become what it originally was intended to be, which was the insurer of last resort.
So what do you think needs to happen specifically to make it the insurer of last resort? We know it needs to shed policies, but is there a way to do that?
Oh, sure. It's a matter of politics. Now, the state has embarked a number of times to shrink Citizens down to no avail. We have a new program now where Citizens has sold a bunch of policies, and it actually has to pay other insurance companies to take these policies, reflecting the fact that the policies aren't actuarially sound. But we'll get there, and if this policy is pursued, and if we have the diligence and discipline to do it, then Citizens will shrink back down.
There are some questions about how that is being approached. There's a new insurance company in St. Petersburg. Some people on the Citizens board and other politicians are raising questions about how that insurance company was chosen, how it had given money to Governor Rick Scott's campaign. Are these valid questions?
They're very valid questions. There was no transparency and there wasn't any bidding for those contracts. So it's not the best way to conduct business. We could do better in terms of shrinking Citizens down. But that aside, at least we're embarked on the right path of trying to shrink it, and that's the right decision.
Let's talk a little bit about the CAT Fund. How does that work?
The CAT Fund is critical. It provides insurance to insurance companies. It's what's called reinsurance. Most insurance companies buy some reinsurance because they don't want to be exposed to the whole risk of all the policies. Now, in the context of Florida, given that we are so vulnerable to storms, it's critical for the frontline property insurers to be able to obtain reinsurance to mitigate their risk, or they couldn't provide the policies at an affordable price. But the mitigation market broke down in the 1990s and is still dysfunctional for property insurance in hurricane-prone areas. So the CAT Fund provides this critical reinsurance that the private marketplace is reluctant to provide.
How's the CAT Fund doing?
CAT Fund's doing great. It collects monies from the insurance companies that provide the property insurance. They're required to pay a fee to the CAT Fund. Of course, the property insurance companies pass that along in the insurance, which is appropriate. But back to the CAT Fund, they have $9 billion in cash. They have the ability to borrow almost $8 billion more. So they have claims-paying capacity that's appropriately sized for the size of the risk that it faces.
On balance, how do you think both of these are working for Florida?
They work very well. Nicole, without the CAT Fund and without Citizens Property, our property insurance markets would be dysfunctional. It would be very expensive, if not impossible, to gain insurance, especially for coastal properties. And without property insurance, it would be impossible to get a mortgage in most cases. It would have consequences for all of Florida. The real estate market is a big part of our economy. So these two things, Citizens and the CAT Fund, do serve a critical function in maintaining property market insurance and therefore supporting our real estate markets in Florida.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Nicole, thank you.